Our next report comes from Pike Lake, and Nadine and Marcy are our reporters.
Good morning. My name is Nadine.
And my name is Marcy.
And this is our report for week of March 14th, 2021, from Pike Lake Elementary School.
Pike Lake has definitely entered mud season. There's a lot more mud than snow. We've been keeping our custodian quite busy with mud shoes and boots. We are going to finish up our sugar brush operations on Monday the 22nd before this final boil of 25 gallons. We have about a half a gallon of syrup. Here are observations.
On Wednesday, Maisie took time to enjoy pussy willows. She was fond of how soft and fluffy they were.
On Monday, Kelso heard a rough grouse strumming. He got out his binoculars and saw that it was also feeding on young aspen buds. He took some time to appreciate some strong, icy snow that held him up as he walked in the forest.
Maisie reported seeing insects in her yard. She also reported that her vernal pond in her house was starting to reform, and it had a good 6 inches in it.
Corbin has been seeing a crow sitting on a specific tree every morning. When he goes outside, it will squawk at him 6 times, then fly away. He's unsure why the crow has it out for him.
On Monday, Cassidy observed that the snow was very crunchy crust and loose bottom. She believes that this is because of the warm days and cool nights, but not cool enough to freeze the bottom crust.
Gunner reports sipping some sap as we are boiling down. He has reported to the class that it was very sweet tasting.
Megan reported seeing a male yellow belly sapsucker and 2 geese flying over her walk.
Blake reports that to make maple syrup, you need to take maple sap and turn the water into steam. As the water leaves the pan in the form of water vapor, the sugars stay in the pan. Once you get rid of most of the water, 90%, you have maple syrup.
Finally, Madison observed the sun melting the ground and exposing the grass. The grass is still dried out and yellowish from being under the snow all winter.
This concludes our report from the outer reaches of Proctor School District.
Beware,
things are happening out there.
Indeed, things are happening out there. Nadine, Marcy, thank you so much. Lots of good stuff over there. I like the idea that the kids are out and checking the pussy willows out, and I love the fact that Rob Marone, their teacher, has them out and doing sugaring, getting the sap out of the trees. And I love the note about sap sipping. And yes, they are. It is very sweet. Yes, indeed. And a yellow-bellied sapsucker. I'll be interested to follow that up. That should be that seems like a right early arrival. But this time of year, who's to say? There are certainly lots of things going on. And insects flying about, boy, I'll tell you what, if you're outside and paying attention, you will see lots of things flying about this time of year. And of course, the vernal ponds, there are many forming, and they are always interesting locations.